Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Leanne, how are you?
Good, how are you?
It's nice to see you, to talk to you again. Last time I saw you, we were standing on a curb together in Nashville waiting for a cab.
And you were trying to get away from him, weren't you?
Were we sober?
I can't speak for you, but no.
That's scary. So where are you today, Leanne?
I'm at home in my kitchen in Nashville.
Very nice. And
cooking up
something good?
For breakfast?
Yeah.
Anytime.
We have cereal, and I'm having coffee.
Okay. You don't eat much, do you? You're a tiny little thing.
Well, I've been known to eat my share of food, but not so much early in the morning.
Okay, so you're just not a breakfast eater.
Well, I guess it's time for breakfast now, but I've been up for a few hours.
Come on, Leanne. Breakfast is the most important drink of the day.
It really is.
Well, I understand you've gotten together with Banquet, and you're doing some select recipes.
Yes. Because these Banquet Select Recipe meals are so cool. It's their new line, and they're in the frozen section at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. They're there now, but I was approached by them about working with them when I was making this record.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out I could be in the studio and work and record for a few hours, take a break, run home, pop these meals in the oven, and just be a regular June Cleaver.
But that's really nice because everybody's so busy, and it's really
exactly.
hard to put together a meal for your family.
Exactly. It's for $1.50 a meal. You just can't beat it. With the time it saves you, and they get a hot meal, pot roast or chicken parmesan or something like that. It's just great comfort food for a really good price, and enabled even me to be a regular, sort of working mom.
And, I would imagine that it makes it nice because we have a 7-year-old, and my husband and I might want one thing, but it's not that my kid eats chicken fingers all the time, but she might not really be up for tilapia with some sort of a sauce on it. She might want something a little more kid friendly, like it sounds like you have here.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, family foods or comfort foods, things that are just not, that don't look foreign to kids.
Mm-hmm.
And but they also get really good vegetables in it, which is it's just hard if you're trying to do all this from scratch while you're working and all that. And there's some days you can and some days you can't. And these meals are just really great for that time.
And I would imagine your daughters. How old is Aubrey now?
She's 17.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe it.
Wow.
Okay, well, just to say you trust her to put that in the oven, but she's 17. I guess you should be able to trust her. She can drive a car.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, of course. I mean, she can do it for me, and they're always here. The meals are here, that they can have. So it's a one less thing on your plate, so to speak.
It's interesting that they're saying this is your 7th album coming up, Call Me Crazy.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be out on October 21st. I was talking to one of the guys who works at your record label, Joe Putnam, and he never mentioned that you had a new single.
Okay. That's a problem.
You're busting her, aren't you?
he said, oh, man, if you talk to Leanne, make sure you tell her I never talked to you about the single.
That actually happened to me one time early on in my career. I did not take it well.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew, I know Putnam well enough to know that had to have been a joke when you said it.
Oh, my God.
No, your single is great. I actually saw the video before I heard the single on, I guess it was CMT or GAC or something, mm-hmm. and I was mesmerized. It's a really good song.
Oh, good. Thank you. I love country music and traditional country music and that classic sounding thing, and so I like to be the one that brings that sound. I'm proud of it. I love the record, and I hope other people like it too.
And your voice is so beautiful, and it's so, there's no doubt when you're listening to a Leanne Womack song that it's you. I mean, I Hope You Dance is one of my favorite songs, but I also love some of your older CDs, and I had one of them in the car, and Little Past Little Rock and all those were on one CD, but I had the other one, and my daughter was in the car with me. She said, Mom, would you play a CD with a woman singing? Because she really likes to sing. So I thought, oh, good, Leanne Womack, I put it in. It was your CD of cheating songs. Just
great!
And I went, let me go find that other one. But it was so funny because I love your music, and until you have a, little ear sitting in the back, sometimes you don't realize, this is a mommy CD. Let me find Leanne's other CD for you. But it was great. You just cover the range of great music. I just love it.
Oh, well, thank you. There's one on this new record called Story of My Life that my daughter's actually singing on with me, so maybe that would be a good one for you to play for her to sing along.
Oh, that's great. And that would be Aubrey?
Yes, Aubrey's singing on it, and she's a great singer, and I was just really glad that she's been out singing with me on the road, singing harmony and stuff, and so I was really, really proud to have her come in and sing on this.
That's so cool. Now, what is she wanting to do? She's probably, what, a junior or maybe a senior in high school?
She's a senior.
Okay.
And she's working in the studio, kind of writing and working on some projects of her own. So we'll see. I mean, at this point, it's kind of hard to tell what any 17-year-old really wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
But she loves music, and she loves acting. She loves the entertainment business, so.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Good luck. Your dad was a radio guy, right?
He was. So, I mean, it's been really good for, you know, the business has been really good to us. So I really don't, people say, you know, aren't you afraid? Well, no, actually. I mean, we're a really close family. I've had a really good life ever since I was a little girl and hanging out at the studio with him. And it's just such a part of my life that I can easily see my kids just falling right in there, too.
Did your dad encourage you or try to discourage you from this career?
No, but my parents were real encouraging.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now, are you brutally honest? I mean, obviously, it sounds like Aubrey's got your talent as well. But, I mean, now, what's your little one's name?
Anna.
So if Anna started singing and she seemed to appear to be tone deaf, would you be honest with her and say, honey, this isn't the right thing for you?
Well, how do I put this?
No, I mean, really.
I think there are... I've seen people make a good living in this business.
Yeah, Pro Tools has a number on your book.
This day and age? No, I say, honey, you go ahead and sing into the mic.
Reach for that.
Somebody will fix it.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Hey, then.
See, but the good thing is Anna does have a good voice.
Yeah.
I guess she gets it. What's funny is she comes home, it reminds me so much of me. She comes home from school, and she has a microphone in there, and she'll get on the mic and sing and dance around, you know. Of course, if you come in the room, she'll stop. But you can hear her in there coming up with her own choreography and everything. It's so funny.
Wow, that's great. Wow.
Cool. Well, the new CD is in stores October 21st. It's called Call Me Crazy. We're going to play the new single that I Putnam did tell me about it.
I knew you were kidding.
Rotten Newman.
It's a funny little play on words. It's called Last Call. Leanne Womack. Hey, thanks very much for calling us today, Leanne.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a good day.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.